The big sport interviews. The best bits from BBC Radio Wales Sport. Listen every weeknight from 7.
I thought the predominant feeling tonight in that room was the gratitude and respect for Vincent Tan and what he's done for the club. That surprised me, the level of respect that was given to the man who has, not just financially, because it's easy to talk about finance, but time-wise, he's committed himself to the club, attended games, he's emotionally involved in the club. And that, I think, was a predominant feeling that I took away from that, that they want, this audience wants to unite with Vincent Tan. It's very clear, the desire. And if that means that we have to reconsider the colour and the badge, you know, then we must. You know, only a strong character, a strong man like Vincent can ask for a forum like this to meet. And I think he will be very, very touched by what took place tonight. So it was productive.
Because fans will leave here believing that the club will soon go back to blue.
Well, I can't help how they feel. Only thing I can say is that their views were very clear. And my job as chairman is to report that back to the shareholder, in this case a predominant shareholder, exactly what they said. And I will do so. I will have my own recommendations, but that's a different matter.
What is the timescale if things do change?
I think you're running a little bit ahead of yourself here, Rob. I think with all these things, you want to do these things as quickly as possible. I think you want to get this team motivated again. You know, we want to go out there and we want to make Cardiff City home games a fortress. The noise level should be... So we want to move on. So, you know, my recommendations certainly to Vincent would be, you know, please don't take too long. And Vincent doesn't take long. Vincent's a decision maker. Don't take too long to make this decision.